You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. This is Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Tonight mix moves through a set of atmospheres rather than a set of genres. It draws on ambient music, post-punk, art folk, electronics, neoclassical sound worlds, and forms of music that seem to arrive from somewhere half remembered, half imagined. The feeling is one of distance, distant signals, distant voices, distant rituals, distant places, and perhaps distant parts of the self. The question I want to place at the centre of this programme is not simply, what are we listening to? It is, what kind of experience is being opened up when we listen? John Dewey in Arse's Experience suggests that art matters because it does not leave things separated, the old and the new, the objective material and the personal responses, the individual and the universal, surface and depth, sense and meaning are brought together in a single experience. They're not merely explained, they are changed by being felt together. Dewey also draws on Goethe's remark that nature has neither kernel nor shell. In other words, the surface is not just decoration, and the depth is not hidden somewhere else behind it. In an aesthetic experience, the sound, the image, the memory, the body, the idea and the feeling belong to the same field. This is a useful way into this mix. Some of these sounds may appear austere, strange, beautiful, fractured, or devotional. Some suggest landscapes, Others suggest rooms, rituals, archives, or ruins. But the invitation is not to solve them. The invitation is to experience how much they hold together. As you listen, consider what happens when music stops behaving as entertainment and begins to act as a threshold. What memories does it awaken? What images arise? What part of the sound seems old? What part seems to belong to a future that has not yet arrived? This is Distraction Therapy. Let the mix unfold as a passage through surface and depth.
Over black waxen days and dapples and grays, all the pretty little horses, all the pretty little horses. Pretty little horsey.
Thank you.
You're listening to Distraction Therapy. At this point in the mix, the music has already begun to loosen the border between place and memory. Some sounds seem to belong to a landscape. Open spaces, frozen spaces, rural spaces, sacred spaces. Others seem to belong to interiors, private rooms, old studios, half-lit corridors, or the inner rooms of recollection. Dewey's argument is helpful here because he asks us not to divide experience too quickly. We often separate feeling from thought, the personal from the objective, the body from the idea. But art resists that division. It asks us to receive the whole pattern before we reduce it to a meaning. So the question is this: when a sound feels distant, is it distant because it comes from somewhere else, or because it reaches something in us that is difficult to name? This mix works with that uncertainty. It moves between the archaic and the electronic, the ritual and the experimental, the human voice and the machine trace. Listen for the way each sound world opens a space rather than simply filling one.
Janitor of tyranny. Bye.
This is Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. There's a strong current running through this mix, the sense that beauty is not always comforting. Sometimes beauty unsettles. Sometimes it appears through repetition, decay, restraint, distortion, or strangeness. It can carry grief without becoming sentimental. It can hold mystery without turning into obscurity. Dewey's idea of artistic experience helps us to understand why this matters. Art does not merely present material to be analysed from a distance. It reorganises attention. It changes the way the world is felt. Actuality and possibility begin to touch. What is present becomes charged by what could be, what once was, or what has been lost. So while listening, ask what kind of world this music implies. Is it a world after modernity, looking back through fragments? Is it a pastoral world, but one distributed by technology? Is it a spiritual world, but without certainty? Or is it simply the world as we already know it, heard with greater intensity? You've been listening to Distraction Therapy. Tonight's mix has moved through sounds that do not sit easily in one category. There have been traces of ambient music, art rock, folk ritual, post-punk experimentation, neoclassical lament, electronic minimalism, and hauntological memory. But the point has not been to classify them. The track listing will be available with the blog at robwatsonmedia.net. Here the purpose has been to ask what kind of experience the mix makes possible. John Dewey's account of art gives us a useful language for this. Art becomes most significant when it draws together elements that in ordinary reflection we tend to split apart. The personal and the universal, surface and depth, the sensory and the rational, memory and material, actuality and possibility. This is why music like this can feel difficult to describe. It does not always communicate by statement. It works by interrogation. It produces an atmosphere in which separate things begin to belong together. Perhaps this is also why this mix carries such a strong sense of distance. The distance is not just far away. It may also be what has not yet been understood. It may be the abandoned memory, the buried image, the unresolved feeling, or the future form of something still emerging. There is a pastoral quality in parts of this music, but it's not an innocent pastoral. It's shadowed by machinery, ritual, grief, archive, cinema, electricity, and dream. It asks whether nature and culture, body and spirit, old forms and new technologies can still be experienced as part of one living field. So the final question is simple. What remains after the music is finished? Not what track stood out or what genre it belonged to, but what state of attention has been left behind. This is Distraction Therapy, a space for sound, memory, imagination and experience.
Slowly from her course, she is lost for-